This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them, brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. This time, it's all about educating people about the care and preservation of the Ogallala Aquifer. Science now understands that more than 75,000 Playa lakes on the High Plains recharge the aquifer, so maintaining playas is vital. Federal farm policy helps achieve that. Money to cost-share conservation projects is available from the Natural Resources Conservation Service. Money also is available to take wetlands, such as playas, out of production. Meet Art Gomez of Scott City, Kansas. Art is wetland coordinator for the Kansas Alliance for Wetlands and Streams.
The Alliance's mission is, in my capacity, to try to get people enrolled in government programs and setting aside playas. Those government programs, which can be a continuous CRP program, or a WRP, which is a wetland reserve program.
Art is sort of a salesman. And his sales pitch is pretty convincing.
Through research, playas have been found to be a good method of recharge through the percolation of the playas. And I realize that landowners, producers are kind of hesitant, especially when it comes to easements. I try to sell either a 30-year easement or a permanent easement to landowners and setting these playas aside. When I offer $1,525 an acre, then they start paying a little bit more attention.
But, says Gomez, you start talking easements and landowners think that means they're going to lose control of their property.
And I have to reassure them that that is not the case. They still maintain ownership. It just means that there is an easement on their property. And yes, when they do become involved in a WRP or a continuous CRP program, there are some governmental guidelines that they have to adhere to.
Those guidelines leave a lot of leeway. The landowner controls access to the land and can lease the land for hunting, fishing, and other recreational activities. A landowner can request that additional activities be evaluated by NRCS to determine if they're compatible uses for the site. For example, cutting hay, grazing livestock, or cutting wood. Compatible uses are allowed if they're consistent with long-term protection and enhancement of the wetland. In the case of the reserve grazing rights easements, landowners retain the right to graze the land with an approved plan. It's all about education. Daryl Birkenfeld of Nazareth, Texas, knows about Playa Lakes and teaches others about playas and their function, recharging the aquifer. Birkenfeld is director of Ogallala Commons, a nonprofit community organization serving the states over the Ogallala.
The mission is geared towards stewarding land and people because communities are composed of both, so it's human and natural resources.
Birkenfeld started Ogallala Commons in 1999. Primary projects are community internships and stewarding natural resources.
We do playa festivals because in the region that we serve, the major water feature in much of that region has to do with playas, and playas are a great classroom outdoors.
Birkenfeld has a playa on his property that he's turned into an outdoor classroom. He uses it to teach fifth graders what playas are and why they're important. But Ogallala Commons extends its teaching mission to adults as well. Birkenfeld conducts 4 field days a year.
Landowners don't have a lot of opportunities to learn about playa ecology, flora, and fauna unless they picked it up growing up. That's harder to do than it used to be. I think it's real easy for a landowner to look out in a playa and say, oh, it's just a bunch of weeds, and not know very much about playa plants, especially moist soil plants.
You've been listening to Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. The program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Learn more about today's topic and listen to archived episodes on the website, PlayaCountry.org.